Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome back to Below the Hardwood. I'm your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, sitting here with the homies, team, compadres. We're just going to cut that short because, ladies and gentlemen, the play-in tournament is done. The NBA playoffs have begun. It is, well, as we're recording this, after 12 a.m. Saturday, May 22nd, official start date of the 2021 NBA playoffs, and we're here to give you the Eastern Conference playoff preview. But before we get into it, let me bring you into our guest who's actually joining
Fantastic Four
today to help us preview the Eastern Conference. We actually had him in our season preview way back in like episode like 4 or 5. You can check that out, of course, on wearepress.net. And of course, our podcast available pretty much on all streaming platforms. He is the host of The Open Run. Ladies and gentlemen, Will Strickland. How are you doing, sir?
It's a crossover episode? Oh, shit.
Maintaining. You know, that's what we do. It was an idea, and I was going to do the whole thing by myself, and I'm like, wait a minute. Let me call Ryan. You guys do the Eastern Conference. I'll do the Western Conference. We can make it seem like we are the Eastern and Western Conferences. Why not?
Yeah.
It's like, Let's be creative with it.
It's like that time Urkel showed up on Full House, you know? It's just that, like, whoo, that Friday night TGIF, like that meetup, that power unity, you know?
Who's Urkel?
I have no reference. I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Urkel would say that.
Or when Peter Griffin showed up on The Simpsons, maybe, but.
We don't talk about that.
I could deal with that one.
That was a bad crossover.
Oof. We're all about the crossovers here. And again, thank you, Will, for joining us. And of course, we're doing the Eastern Conference. Will will be hosting the Western Conference preview over at The Open Run. You can check that episode out as well. They are both out at this time. But let's break right into it. Of course, I'm joined by my hosts, Alan, Shane Lewis, and Dexter Ariola. And let's get right into it. The series that I want to start off with here is the Bucks and the Heat.
Wow, you went with the steak like entree right away. Like, you didn't even get no appetizer. You just went straight for the juiciness. Okay, dude.
I went for the sequel or the reboot. That's what I'm calling this series, the sequel or the reboot, because obviously we know what happened to the Bucks last year in Giannis's first MVP run and that quick exit that nobody was expecting.
Are we blaming Giannis for that?
That was actually his second one.
Second,
you know that, that was his second.
Technically was his second. So,
are we blaming this on Giannis? Is this a Giannis choke or is this a Budenholzer joke?
Before we answer that question,
okay,
what is the difference between last year's matchup when the Heat quickly disposed of Giannis and the Bucks compared to this year? And let's start it off with Will. What's the major difference between the Bucks last year and this series last year to now?
Drew Randall Holiday, Bobby Portis, Giannis understanding that he doesn't have to do everything for this team, but they know that ultimately he will have to do what he needs to do in these playoffs. And again, I don't know if Miami has the same juice that they had last year. You know, we will see the real value of Goran Dragic, of Andre Iguodala, and of course, Trevor Ariza in this playoffs. But to have this off top and know that I think this sits in the back of Giannis's mind that the one game the Bucks won last year was the game he didn't play. That means something.
That's a fact. And Jay Crowder not being on the Heat. They've been trying to replace this guy for forever, and I don't know if they have. Alan?
I think it comes down to, you know, different rosters and different intensities. I think they're both coming in like winning the last 8 of the last 10 coming in. But I think that's nice, you know, the kind of thing responsibility. But also you talk about like Tyler Hero and also Duncan Robinson. People have had an entire year to figure out these two young stars, and they figured them out. And this year that you've seen, you know, diminished success in both of them this entire season. So you have to play that into that factor. You also factor in the trade they in to get Oladipo. Oladipo is now out this entire time, and I believe the Bucks actually have the season series on their matchup. So yeah, once again, I think to Will's point, I feel like Giannis understands he can't do it all by himself and he has to do it. But also, we have to talk about Budenholzer. I really think Budenholzer was the problem for this entire thing. I think when we like look historically at his entire like career, he kind of chokes in the playoffs because it's like his resistance to change and change schemes and like kind of figure things up quarter by quarter, game by game, and he doesn't want to do it. But we've actually seen a change in that, you know, this season. So that is good to say. And also, Giannis is doing better numbers than he did last year. So once again, good on him. So I think I for me personally, I think the Bucks take this one, and it will be the revenge they need. And Giannis will be vindicated in going to the Milwaukee Bucks this season for this one round.
But Dex X factors in this series, like who's making the difference this time?
Well, it's last year, Tyler Hero. Like, where's Tyler Hero this year? I think the big difference you guys talked about was Jay Crowder. They're missing Jay Crowder. Miami is definitely missing Jay Crowder, but they're also missing Tyler Hero. He's not the same Tyler Hero he was. Where's this finals Tyler Hero with the smug face? Where is this guy? LeBron, so I think he's going to be the X factor. Drew Holiday is going to do his thing. I don't know where that's going to go, but definitely Tyler Hero. Huge.
And real quick, Will, who you got and why?
I'm taking Milwaukee. Even though I'm a big fan of him, I'm really tight with Jimmy Butler. And the dog in him and the veteran leadership they have. And Idris Adebayo is someone you have to account for. I don't think that Brook Lopez wants to see him for 6-7 games at all. And they don't have anyone. Bobby Portis does not have the comportment to deal with him for 5 or 6 games. So I'm taking Milwaukee in 6 games because it's hard for me to count out an Eric Spoelstra team. He's the Hall of Fame coach now. He has players who understand what they want from them as a unit. And I just think that Milwaukee will have just enough to overcome them in the first round.
Yeah. I also forgot to mention PJ Tucker. That changes a whole bunch. That grounds you defensively in ways.
What's his name?
PJ Tucker. Oh, Alondo? Is that Alondo Tucker?
No. Anthony Leon Tucker Jr.
And I knew it was an A. I knew it was an A.
I didn't. I was on the last podcast.
Alan, your winner and why?
It's Milwaukee. Yeah, for the same reasons Will said, and also just the additions that Milwaukee has made and the adaptation they've had this season. I think they've improved on a certain level, and I think Miami's depleted, and also their stars are kind of missing right now. So we'll see.
Dex.
I got Miami in 7 just because I don't want to agree with these guys. And Butler, that's not his real name, but Jimmy Butler, I can't count him out.
Money, you made it to the finals last year? Wait, did you just call him Jimothy? Yeah.
Jimothy Butler.
Don't question it. Just let it happen.
See, it went by you for like 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then you caught it.
No. I heard it. I was like,
Anthony Earl Butler III.
I got Milwaukee simply because I wish I could ask you guys this question, but we are running out of time here. But I got Milwaukee simply for the fact that Giannis is a 2-time MVP. And I feel like he knows that his clock is running in terms of people looking at him funny. You can say that there's a lot on the line for a lot of players in the playoffs this year, Chris Paul, James Harden. And I think Giannis realizes that, you know what, they're going to be looking at me if I don't do this year. So I got Milwaukee in 6.
5 games.
5 games. All right. Let us know. Again, we are press.net. You can join in the comment section and just let us know, Bucks or Heat, who do you got and why? Jumping in to this one's going to be interesting because this is the 1 vs. 8. This is the Sixers versus Dexter's Wizards.
Hi Nikki.
Yeah, you didn't do the hi Nikki. I didn't really get a chance.
You're a violator, Dexter.
I had to wait for Westbrook. Now the show starts.
This shouldn't have happened. This game is unnatural.
For this series, I like to call it the You Tried series because there's just basically going to be a 4-0 sweep, in my opinion. I may have just given you my who I got and why right off the top.
You did.
I did. But I call this the You Tried series. Dexter isn't going to like this, but Will, just to start off with you here, other than Westbrook and Bradley Beal, who else is capable of stepping up for the Washington Wizards to actually salvage this and make this a series?
Ish Smith?
No.
No one. No. I mean, it's no disrespect to Rui Hachimura or that's it. But
yo, Ish was the strongest person that game.
Washington did a fabulous job to get to middle management. This is it for them right now. It's nothing. Again, you have the explosiveness of Russell Westbrook. You have a hobbled Bradley Beal, second leading scorer in the league. I don't know how his leg will hold up. His hamstring will hold up over four games of this level of intensity. Like, it's different to play in regular season. This level of intensity with the second best defensive team in the league and two of the best perimeter defenders in the game, including the one I think is the best perimeter defender in Matisse Thybulle. Right. Ben Simmons is probably going to win the defensive player of the year. Oh. It's just going to be a struggle. And Russell Westbrook made my on my award show. He made my Heat With Us team. If you guys understand the Do Work Awards for the Open Run with Will Strickland, the Heat With Us team is the guy who is basically point shaving for the other team, because if he's shooting and high volume shooting, he's not going to make a lot of them. Oh, Heat With Us. Let him shoot. We're gonna get the. He's gonna start our fast break for us. 6 for 19. Oh, let's go.
Alan, he was 6 for 13.
Last Alan, night. Is Washington right. just happy to be here, or is it more?
I don't know. I think they're happy to be there. I think Bradley Beal's playing on borrowed time with that leg, but kind of pushing it. But yeah, I think I don't count out the heart of a champion, and I never would. And I think Russell Westbrook, regardless of the fact that he doesn't have any chips on him, he has a champion lion dog inside of him, and the fight's there every night that he goes out there and he competes. So I don't think it's going to be a sweet good night. I don't think it's going to be an easy one. I think there's going to be a game that goes in Washington's favor. But when you look at kind of the matchup, you know, the 76ers have a 3-0, I think, lead on them this season. And one of those games, Ben Simmons wasn't playing. The other game, which was a blowout, and the other game that was close, the one that was close, Bradley Beal had 60. So right. Kind of shows me a lot of things need to happen in order for one team to win versus the other team. And swept. I don't think that's I'm not going to say that, because I think there is when you play Yu-Gi-Oh and then you play that card and you banish a card and it comes back. I think Russell Westbrook has that in his DNA, and he's going to pull one of those out and just pull a team.
Are you like 40 playing Yu-Gi-Oh?
I don't still play it. I played it at a time.
They were swept 3-0 in the season. But Dex, floor is yours. What do you got?
Like, well, here we are, guys. Yeah. The Wizards in the playoffs. What did I say? Don't count them out. And guess what? I got Wizards in 7. Let's do it, baby. Westbrook, right. You know, you got a broken down Embiid, broken down Ben Simmons. Who else? Toby? Come on. Toby ain't scoring. He ain't doing nothing. The X factor, I'll throw out an X factor. It's Bertans. That guy needs to score at least 10 points. Because these past two games, in those playing games, man, he disappeared.
To Dexter's point, Philadelphia has a problem sometimes with their shooting and their inability to score in the half court. And if Washington can play any semblance of defense, because Joel Embiid is going to be the problem.
Wait, Washington in defense?
All I'm saying is they can play any semblance. That's why I said semblance of defense. Semblance of defense.
That's a big ask.
And also, I don't trust Korkmaz and all those guys to shoot consistently throughout the playoffs. I don't. When you can lay off a Ben Simmons, when you can double down and make him shoot, if there's a bunch of guys going to be taking charges. If you see, I'll put it like this. If you see any extended minutes from Isaac Bonga in the series, it's over in 4.
Yeah. Oh, I'm expecting a sweep, to be honest. You know what? No. Gentleman sweep. I think Russell Westbrook has a 50-point triple-double on the way at some point that is going
and
to
they win him 5, right?
Astonish people and everyone, and he's going to get his praise for you know, putting up a performance like that. I think he's going to go like Jimmy Butler in last year's finals, at least one game, and maybe they get one win, and Embiid has a bad night off. So I'll give them a 4-1.
Yeah, he needs Embiid. He's going to shoot 14 for 45 in the game.
Yeah. But
get the big gun off, dog. Get the big gun off.
You're gonna get a quadruple double if you add up the turnovers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just gonna be,
so
8 minutes.
Real quick before we leave this one, what's the Sixers ceiling in the playoffs this year? Will.
Oh, that's deep. Can we just stick with a first round? I mean, they have traditionally been kicked out of the semis by Brad Stevens, the president, and outcoached on multiple occasions under Brett Brown. But now they have Glenn Rivers, because it's disrespectful to you to call him Doc in Philadelphia. It can never happen under my watch. Hmm. So let them get through the first round. I think it'll tell us a lot about their chemistry. Again, defense travels, and I think being one of the best defensive teams in the league will help them to advance at least to the Eastern Conference Finals. But let's get past the first one first.
All right. All right. Again, let us know. WeArePress.net.
Conference Finals.
Conference Finals from Allen.
Lost to Brooklyn.
Naturally, Dexter is probably saying
first round. I'm going to agree with Will and say they're going to stick to the first round.
Yeah. I got them in these final at least. But again, join us. WeArePress.net in the comment section. Let us know what you think. You can, again, find all the podcasts available, Spotify, Google, Apple, everywhere you get your podcasts. Again, this is the Eastern Conference Stitcher. This is the Eastern Conference playoff preview. We'll be back for the second half in just a moment. And you're now back, tuned into the greatest. This is the second half of the Eastern Conference playoff preview. Of course, joined by Will Strickland, host of the Open Run.
Great William Shatner impression, by the way. That's pretty good.
No, I thought those were like Stevie Wonder at war, like award acceptance. Like, awesome. It's just what long as hell.
It's to allow the sounds of DMX.
Let's
rest in peace.
Talk about basketball, Stormer.
To flow in, party up, DMX. Rest in peace. Yeah. That's the play-in tournament theme you just heard. And again, let's get right back into NBA playoff talk now that the play-in tournament's done. Another intriguing matchup, and what did I call this? I called this the anything goes matchup. It's like a steel cage fight. It's a
is it?
No rules, no holds barred. Because I feel like these teams are very closer than you think, Dexter. I know you're a well-known Trae Young shoot from far hater, but
oh, the Knicks got to buy this one.
The 4-5 between the Knicks and the Hawks is an intriguing matchup that could actually. I feel like this could go anywhere. Obviously, we have the rise of Julius Randle and the New York Knickerbockers coming in and making this. Nobody thought they were one going to be in the playoffs. No one thought they were going to be number 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. So, and the fact that the Atlanta Hawks are this high at 5, they've shocked everybody. So let's talk about it. But can we talk about Julius Randle and who the hell is going to slow this man down? Will?
No, I actually, this is going to be my favorite a matchup of the first round in the East. I'm looking forward to these new blood, young blood, but the NBA, whether we like it or not, in Madison Square Garden, whether we like it or not, feels better when the Knickerbockers, I'm a fan of you saying the entire name, Ryan, are in the playoffs. That thing didn't look like it was going to work. It looked like a bad chemistry project, but somehow Tibbs is old and curmudgeon-y as he is, the guys bought into it. These are guys who, for the most part, hadn't seen winning in a long time, maybe since they were in college. And then he brought a couple of guys from his old band to help in the locker room, and Taj Gibson and Dirk Martell Rose. And they bought into it. And he said, Julius Randle, here are the keys to the car. RJ Barrett took a back seat, but he played his position. And that's tough for a guy who felt as though he would have the keys to the car. But he's bought into his role, which is, you know, it shows a lot of maturity on his part to come in and be the second fiddle, for Derrick Rose to lead that bench mob. And really, I want to see what the Knicks do, but I'm also impressed with the Hawks. Once they made the change with Nate McMillan down there, because we heard rumors early on in the season with John Collins and Trae Young having problems. And then the loss of DeAndre Hunter, which sounds crazy, but he's a great 3-and-D guy. He can play two or three different positions defensively from the 2 to the 4. And they're going to miss him in this series. And I think that's going to be the major difference in why the Knicks, I'm not going to say who's why I just did, I guess. why I believe that the Knickerbockers will win this series.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Alan.
No, that's perfectly fine. Someone needs to call Spike Lee because I'm shouting out the five young bloods. Honestly, give it out to them. The Knicks are back, and I'm ready to jump on that bandwagon. I already watched another Delroy Lindo movie last night. I watched Crooklyn the other night. I'm all Spike Lee in right now. I'm ready to go. I'm happy for the Knicks. I think this is a long time coming. I didn't think this would happen in the era of James Dolan. Shout out to Tibbs. I think he really kind of got these guys to buy into a system. I think most teams honestly do. Unfortunately, Minnesota didn't, but shout out for the Knicks for doing it. Shout out to Julius Randle for really kind of just owning who he is and like finding himself within this league. I think a lot of players could have fallen off after like the opportunity that he kind of had, and he bounced back. And I think that's kind of the story when it comes to the Knicks. I think it's a bounce back kind of story. And I think we saw that with Julius Randle. We see it with the Knicks culture itself. We see that with Derrick Rose too. One of those players that we kind of like shrugged off and said injury was going to be consume you, and that's your entire career. And he turned it around. So I'm happy for New York. It feels like this resurgence kind of era. You know, I think it happens at this crazy time because now they can actually have fans in there. So I'm happy for Knicks fans to kind of have that opportunity. But all that to say, no disrespect to the Hawks, but I think the Hawks are going to be great. I think offensively, they've done a lot of great things and added Bogdan Bogdanovic onto the squad. So they have a lot more firepower. And Herter is still, you know, kind of struggling, but he's getting up there. I just have to, you know, I look at it and I just think it's coming down to defense. I think defense wins you playoff games, and I don't think the Hawks have defense. And I think Tibbs have installed defense within a very good switching defense, Knicks. And Nerlens Noel, he needs to be in that conversation of Defensive Player of the Year. I don't know why we
keep no, stop, stop, stop. No, you're going too far.
Conversation. Wait. I said conversation.
Ryan?
Conversation.
Will you tell Alan that Bogdan Bogdanovic's name is not Bogdan Bogdanovic?
It's the other Bogdan. There's two of them.
Bogdan Bogdanovic. Yep. That's the proper way to say
and
it.
And just so you know, you talked about the New York Knicks fans. Would Sheldon Jackson Lee be upset with the fact that he was not inducted into the Hall of Fame like Nav Bhatia?
Shout out to Nav.
Just saying.
Yeah, but I also I'm very biased, and I am gonna root for Nav in every aspect of everything. So shout out to him. Shout out to diversity. Shout out to the many faces of the NBA and the global impact that it takes on it. And I think it's about time that players like that get a nod, because he's been there from day one.
Why do you feel Atlanta's gonna win the series, Dex?
Why Atlanta's gonna win? Hell no. That's a hell no. So Alan, that's no disrespect. I say disrespect. Look who their coach is. Nate McMillan doesn't have a good track record. And
LeBron,
I call the Knicks the blue team. Blue and orange, blue chip, blue collar players. And all these people have chips on their shoulders. Derrick Rose, Juju. I call him Juju. Because we close now.
Yeah.
Right. You know, Lakers drafted him. That's my guy, right? Reggie Bullock.
Discarded
RJ Barrett. He wore the blue too. And Duke. Come on, man. Like, this is a buy.
Bruh.
Okay. All right. And just like real quick, outside of Trae Young, who do you guys expect to be, like, again, a possible X factor for Atlanta? Who do you want to see step up to the plate?
As a question mark.
Nate McMillan. He's got to step up.
Is there anybody that you're
a minute? Absolutely. I mean, John Collins has to make a difference. DeAndre Hunter's injured. He's out for the year,
if I'm
not mistaken. And so John Collins has to make a difference inside. He has to put Nerlens Noel. And if we see Kevin Knox in this series, it's a problem. this means that he's gotten both Taj Gibson, and because there's no Mitchell Robinson in the middle. So now you're dealing with Nerlens Noel. Tell me about his great playoff history. And Taj Gibson, this side of 912 years old. So again,
he's over 9,000.
If John Collins does his job, if he can put them in jeopardy, both because he can stretch the floor and he can elevate down low, it might be a problem for New York inside if they get into foul trouble.
I saw Randle on Anthony Davis, so I can see Randle.
You don't want to see, but you don't want to see him expending all of his energy on defense in the first round of the playoffs. Well, unless we want to stay.
If really we know anything about Tibbs, that doesn't mean shit. He's going to run him to the ground the entire.
No, season. No, no. But he hasn't. And that's the whole thing. They, you know what? The thing about the Knicks and why they're prepared for this moment is they play defense, like playoff defense, all year round. They play the hardest of any team in the league. We had a play hard roster for one of my awards. And I don't know if a Nick made the team is play hard, but just that they play hard as a unit and everybody who plays has to play hard in order to get in the court means a whole lot to the playoffs because it'll be how they normally play anyway.
Yeah.
I just want to recap Bonga and then Knox. That means a series is over, right? Just keeping track.
to leave this series, do the Knicks need to win to call this whole campaign a success, Will?
Yes. Yes, I think they do. And they're not happy just to be here. They're not the fourth seed by accident. They have earned the right to be here. I don't believe in the word deserve. It's the worst word in the English language. But they've earned their right to be here. I believe that they don't think they're a one-and-done situation. So we'll look for them in the second round of the playoffs, in the semifinals.
All right, Alan?
From an outsider, I wouldn't blame the Knicks for just bouncing out in the first round, but I think it would upset, you know, Knicks fans and Knicks players. But honestly, from an outside looking in, I'm happy, like, for what they've done, I'm super happy that they just made it to the playoffs this year. I think I'm happy for them for that, just Dex, based on that alone.
Success, does it mean a win, a playoff win?
I'm okay with it, but Knicks fans, they want the world. They want the championship. They ain't happy.
Let's not get out of control with the championship.
1975.
No, no,
what year is it? They won that 1973 was the last year they won it. The first time they won it was 1970, and my father, bless his dead, almost missed me being born because he was running back and forth between the NATO unit and watching now retiring Marv Albert.
Wow!
Yeah,
announce the game. Nuts. In game seven, I was born just after they won game seven of their first championship year.
Wow. I think they want revenge on Tim Duncan's Hall of Fame year.
Yeah.
They want that revenge.
I don't believe in astrology and whatnot, I'm born in the stars, but born under a Knicks championship game seven, I feel like that has to have some type of.
That's the Willis Reed game, dude. That's the Willis Reed game. And and also the third greatest ever performance in finals history was played by Walt Clyde Frazier. Mm. People don't realize he had 36, 19, and 7 in the game. Everyone remembers Willis Reed, but 36 against Jerry West, he was cooking.
That's a Westbrook-esque.
And that's our sign to move on.
If my child was born under a Raptor championship, you understand. I'd be training them right now. I'm like, let's go to the gym. Let's get in the gym. Let's get his free throws up.
I will say the Knicks do need a playoff win to make this a successful campaign for sure. Let's get right into the last of the Eastern Conference matchups. This is the 2-7, the Nets and Celtics. The Celtics had to earn their spot. They were a part of the play-in tournament and disposed of Dex's Wizards to do this and lock up the seventh seed.
They wanted an extra game.
The Nets swept the season series 3-0. But can you really go off of the season series with what happened this year with COVID, knowing that there was games where Kevin Durant was pulled in and out and then back out again? So does the season series sweep mean anything, or the fact that the Celtics are missing their second star in Jaylen Brown? And again, just like the 1-8, this series is kind of looking in the way of you tried. I labeled this one dead man walking, mainly because a coach of the Celtics might be in trouble if this series doesn't produce some results. So Will,
I think it's mighty disrespectful to a team that has played in three of the last four Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh,
in Boston. Now I know they're missing Jaylen Brown, but they didn't. You know, Jason Tatum is a special talent. Kemba Walker, who I've been disappointed with in his time there in Boston, will have to show up. And not necessarily negate Kyrie Andrew Irving, but at least put him under pressure enough to have him play defense and offense and not just concentrate on the offensive end. So there will have to be someone else who steps up. Is it Evan Fournier? we're laughing, but they'll need someone to step up and be a third scorer on that team. It will not be the Time Lord, Robert Williams III. It will not be Tristan Thompson. It will not be any of those guys. So they're going to have to find something in a veteran guy who's been in the playoffs before to step up and make it happen. But I do believe that because of the coaching experience and the experience of a 23-year-old veteran in Jason Tatum, who has been to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 years out of the past four, or three times in the finals. So you can't discount that. And I think that even though they're going to get beaten in this series, I'm going to give them a game, maybe two. Maybe two. Mm-hmm. If they can stretch the Brooklyn Nets to six games because they don't play defense, if you can stretch them to six games, you'll see the weakness in them, and somebody's going to exploit that in the next round.
Jason Tatum is coming off of a 50-point performance in the play-in.
Prove it. Where did that point go? Does that his playoff points or his regular season points? Those points don't exist.
That's another story.
Can't prove to me he did that. Show me he did story. That. Don't show up on any That's fake news. That ain't real.
But Alan, is this a sweep or can the Celtics make this interesting?
This is the round that I'm a little disappointed in. This is when I was really rooting for Russ because I really wanted to see Russ versus KD in the playoffs. I wanted it so badly. It. No, we won't. Dexter, we won't.
We're going to see that East Dexter, Finals, baby.
Dexter, we won't. We won't see it, all right? We could have had it. We could have had it, but we're not. Because of the playing game, we don't have it. But I wanted to see it because I think this was an opportunity to, like, you know, that line from that movie, I can't remember, but, like, I wanted to make gold bleed. Like, this was the moment where Russ just puts everything out there, steals two games, maybe three games, and it's, like, a tight kind of bound back series. Now, the Boston Celtics, I don't think they have enough firepower to keep up. I think that's something, an understatement to say. I think we can all agree on that. Do they have it defensively now? No, they do not. I think when we're talking about the Brooklyn Nets, we're talking about three different superstars, and there's only one Marcus Smart on that team, and we don't even have a Jaylen Brown. So I don't see the defensive cohesion of going together and getting this. They don't have Daniel Tice anymore, so they're depleted. They're depleted all around that. What's going to happen? They're going to get shot out the rim or shot out the gym. Is there going to get murdered?
You don't think Tatum has the power to
Tatum
to
can do himself? He can do a lot of different. Tatum's going to score a whole bunch of points, and these ones are going to count this time. They're going to be a whole bunch of points, but they're not going to go any further. As far as I can see them, it's taking maybe one game, but I don't know. I don't. This brings me no joy in saying Brooklyn's going to win. I already told you Brooklyn's Clippers of the East. This is what's going to happen. They're going to bounce out in the second round, but they're going to walk away with this easily, handily. This is going to be done. It's a done deal.
Sorry if my brain's not here, man. There's other stuff going on in the world, you know. Just like Kyrie said, I got my walking stick, my sage. This is a Kyrie series. This guy's going to walk with his walking stick to four games, and then it's all done. Kyrie's going to show out against his old team. He's going to show them that Boston Celtics really messed up with all these trades. Rozier, Gordon, who is trash, but I'll throw him in there. And Kyrie.
He's called like, a trade.
Like Boston messed up, man. And like you said, Brad Stevens is in the hot seat probably. And I think they just need a new voice inside the locker room.
Brad might get a pass the fact that Jalen is – out for the rest of the season, but
he was there and they lost.
Gone, yeah, instantly. Possibly. Mm-hmm. What are the Celtics' expectations? Like, would they consider this a success if they can get at least a couple of wins? Have they already kind of packed the bag? Like, is this what will?
It's disrespectful again to talk about a franchise that won 17 championships that has gone to three of the last four Eastern Conference Finals for them to say, "Oh, first round." No, that's not going to happen. And that doesn't exist in Boston, so let's not even consider this.
All those championships you just referred to, none of those players are on the team right now. It is not going to happen this year.
I'm just talking about the tradition and the idea and the mentality
of a champion. It is like, still there.
By all means, shout out – I hate Boston fans from the Celtics to the Bruins. But I don't think that they don't have it. They don't have it this year. This is going to be a 5-out-4 game. That's going to be it. And shout out to Kevin Durant on your bye opportunity.
Kevin Wayne Durant?
Oh, that's wow, and, that's very well played.
Come on, Will. That was for you. That's just for you.
What is Harden's middle name?
James Timothy Harden.
Nope.
James Edward Harden Jr.
Yep.
James Harden Jr. There you go.
LeBron Ramon.
James. Last quick question. What's the Nets ceiling? I know we're in the first round and we shouldn't look over it, but Will, where do you see the Nets going in the playoffs? How what's their ceiling?
At the very least, they should go to the Eastern Conference Finals. At the very least, based on the talent they have, I do have questions about their coaching. I know they have a 2-time MVP over on the bench who's never coached before in his life. Then he has Mike Antoni on his – I mean, did I say Antoni? Oh, because I left the D off. But, again
– I see. It took me a minute to process.
Mike D'Antoni, yeah. I have never seen him make the kinds of adjustments that a championship-level coach has to make, and that's where they will falter. The talent alone can't take you. There's a reason why they have coaches on the bench. Steve Nash has seen a lot, but has Steve Nash ever even done anything in a Western Conference Final? I'll wait.
That's fair.
Alan, I think you already told us the ceiling is the second round and Dex.
Oh, they're ceiling 16 games. That's the ceiling.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, he just said 16 games. He said 16 games.
That's all it takes.
But
16-0.
That would involve four wins against a Western Conference team. And Will, now that we've reached the end, you can of course see the Western Conference playoff preview that's going to be hosted by our guest Will Strickland at the Open Run. But before we part ways, gentlemen, where can the world find you, Will Strickland?
You can find me on these rough interweb streets at W_Strickland and the number one on Twitter, and Will Strickland and number one on IG. And of course, the podcast can be found across all streaming platforms where podcasts can be found.
Thank you, sir. And again, Open Run, also part of the Press Network. We are press.net. Again, the Western Conference preview where... Again, Dexter just hinted the Nets are going to be NBA champions, but we'll see about that. Alan, where can the world find you?
Oh, you can find me at Alan Shane on Instagram, the Alan Shane on Twitter. I wish they were the same, but I don't have that. Also, check me out on Twitch as Shoeless Lewis, and make sure to stream the Great Canadian Baking Show on CBC Gem. Hit that subscribe button. I think it's easy, and use the platform. Make sure to watch that show. Get us the streams up. But yeah, you can find me in those places.
Dexter, you will not have theme music this week, but let Ryan, the world know.
Play my mother music. It's my Dex Live. Don't forget G, triple OG on the IG, TikTok, Twitter, and Top Shot. Send me your highlights.
It's fake crypto. It's going down. Elon Musk, Dogecoin's not real.
And of course, at RA Henry on Instagram and Twitter and anywhere you stalk on social media. At Below the Hard One on Instagram and at BTH on NBA on Twitter. To get all access to our episodes, again, you can find them anywhere podcasts are played. Below the Hardwood, yeah, there you go, right there for you. So thank you again if you've made it this far. This was the 2021 Eastern Conference Playoff Preview, episode 35 of Below the Hardwood. We out.
Brian Antonio, Harry on, big brother.